COVID. Corona.
Facts.
Emergency medicine remix.
Whether you live or die, I might rely, but these scraps of the truth don't lie, but the proof we got ain't no lie.
All right, guys, so let's pick up.
Just got the vaccine, so can you talk a little bit, Jawad?
Oh, yeah.
What's the side effects like? Because I think that that's a big thing that people are really afraid of. Like, what are the side effects? What's going to happen? Obviously, people, we don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now. We don't know that, okay? And that is a big unknown. And as doctors, we're comfortable with saying we don't know sometimes. Yeah. But I think that the patients in general want us to know everything, and we don't know everything. So let's start that, put that out right now. But most of the symptoms in prior vaccines usually happen weeks to months. So we will have a good understanding of what may potentially happen. But you just got the vaccine. Yeah. So are you okay?
No, I'm actually doing awesome. I think, you know, I've been joking around with my friends about the whole, you know, conspiracy theorists talking about Bill Gates taking over, having nanobots, chips, your soul is now gone and taken over by the government. But no, I'm still the same boring Jawad that I am. I mean, nothing's been changed in my life. I mean, you know, the main symptoms that we kind of focus on that we know kind of happens right away is that, you know, you can have the main thing, soreness in your shoulder. That's the only thing I had when they got the injection was they went on my left shoulder and felt fine the first day. The second day, started having soreness yesterday. But not too bad. I can move my arm around. But when I touched my arm, it hurt. But today I'm fine. Like, there's nothing. When I push my shoulder, I feel nothing at all. But of course, before
and we that's got the vaccine, just like any other vaccination.
Any vaccine, gotten, right? It's not exclusive to the COVID vaccine. It's kind of with any when I get the flu shot, I had the same symptoms. Whenever I got any vaccine, the only symptom I was getting is soreness in my shoulder. But I've never had any kind of like fever or anything. But some of the symptoms you can have are fevers, chills, myalgias, like these viral symptoms. But I think one of the questions I had was what I was nervous about is, hey, like if I do react to this COVID vaccine, if I do have these fevers, is it because I'm infectious or is it more of an immunological response to having the vaccine? And so I spoke to one of our, actually still in touch with one of the infection prevention people at Emory, Jill, who's awesome, kind of contacted her. I was like, hey, I had a quick question. I'm kind of nervous. Like I'm at home with my son and my wife. And if I get a fever from this vaccine, is it infectious? Do I need to quarantine myself away from my family if I get a fever, or is it more immunologic? And that's when she spoke with the infectious diseases doctors, said it was basically immunologic, meaning that it's just a reaction to something new in the body, but it's not because of you being infected with that virus, right? So
Say that again. We want people to hear that.
Yeah, sure. So you're not being infected with a virus that's going to be given to you. It's more just a response to something new entering into your body, which is just the medication or the vaccine. That's it. So those are the main symptoms that we get kind of right away. Just it could be fevers, headaches, you know, just feeling weak, you know, having body aches, things like that. But in general, not anything severe. Like, you know, of course, one of the main things, you can have an allergic reaction where you're having hives on your body, your lips may be swollen, but those are extremely very, 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 very rare for that to happen. And when I got the vaccine, they had epinephrine ready, which is the treatment for a severe allergic reaction. They had Benadryl, all these things ready with them, in case somebody had a reaction. They kind of just watched me like for a few minutes to make sure I didn't react. And then went around, and I mean, I was in, it was fine. I mean, like, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, like, you know, you think you might going to have superpowers or something like that. No, I just feel the same person as I was before. I feel good. I feel energetic. And that's it.
But potentially not dying from a disease that's killed 300,000 people in this country alone is a superpower.
Yeah, absolutely. No, fair. And I think that's the thing I want to talk to, like what Chidi was saying too, like taking the precautions. Like I'm still, even though I'm getting the vaccine, I got half of it in 21 days, have to get my second shot. But I'm still going to take the precaution because, again, I think the concern is we don't know how this vaccine is going to last, right? Like, for example, the flu vaccine is a yearly thing. There's certain vaccines that are a lifetime thing, like polio and stuff. Tetanus is every 5 to 10 years. So we don't know how long this, you know, vaccine is going to last for. So it's still going to take that precaution until I kind of see in the community that the pandemic is kind of starting to calm down. And I think that's when I think we can start relaxing on the social measures.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're trying to pressure me and Chidi to move further along in the line? Is that what you're doing?
I think so. I wanted to say, I don't want to interrupt Chidi, but I just want to say one thing though. I mean, so I'm with you. I guess the fear is like, how's it going to affect your body and stuff. But I think the same thing with the virus itself. We don't know how it's going to affect us in the long term. So I think you're stuck in this catch-22. Like, should I let the virus affect me? It may affect a woman's fertility or a male's fertility, whatever it is, or is the vaccine going to do that? So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to tell. I know when my wife was pregnant, she gave birth in April, which is the height of the pandemic. And initially I know people were like, oh, there's no viral transmission of COVID to the baby. It doesn't really affect the mom, the pregnant women that much. But I'm saying this high risk of hospitalizations, high risk of stillbirth. When women are exposed to COVID, I think still we don't know. And I think at the end of the day, I'm like, should I get the virus? Is that how I'm going to get immune to it? And I don't know how it's going to affect me in the future. Or should I get the vaccine? And again, I don't know how it's going to affect me in the future.
Yeah. Well, we do.
I think you guys should kind of move up on the line. You don't feel oppressed. You feel eradicated and free.
No, I don't. Over here. I think, what you're saying is like really true. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. We do kind of know how COVID affects the body at this point. We don't know the long-term effects, but we know a little bit more about how COVID can be very, very catastrophic as opposed to this vaccine. And I think most people are saying that if you've had reactions to vaccines in the past, it's probably going to be a similar kind of reaction. Yeah. So if you've allergic reaction to the flu vaccine, you might be at higher risk of having allergic reaction to the COVID vaccine as well. So that's something to just think about.
Yeah. So when I got the vaccine, we actually had a checklist. I mean, most places you do when you go to the hospital, from our experience as being healthcare workers, when we get in the flu vaccine, we have to fill out a questionnaire right there. Being like, hey, have you ever had a reaction to, are you allergic to eggs or are you allergic to any kind of other vaccines? The same thing we kind of had, like, hey, have you ever been allergic to a Pfizer vaccine? Because I got the Pfizer vaccine. And so, have you been allergic to that? Have you been allergic to any other vaccines? Do you have this reaction from vaccinations and stuff? So kind of you have a checklist that's there to kind of where you can have, and I would say answer it honestly, right? If you had a reaction, then maybe stay away. I think the other thing we were talking about too was this vaccine we're talking about is not testing kids. I mean, it wasn't tried on kids as well as pregnant women, but it hasn't been tested on immunocompromised people, right? So we don't know how this vaccine is going to work on immunocompromised patients. So if you have history of cancer or you're taking oral immunosuppressants, we don't know how that's going to affect you at all too. So there is that sense of uncertainty.
But again, with the risk versus benefits that we really keep trying to stress, like we're in a high risk, we're in high risk jobs. So that's why we're the first line of people getting this. But if you are immunocompromised or if you are pregnant and we don't know how this thing affects you, but you can still stay home and quarantine and do all the measures and really like decrease your risk, then I think that it's reasonable to kind of wait. If you are not in a high, if you can actually quarantine for months, that is, I think that risk versus benefit there, is a little bit different than us like doctors on the front line. So I was going to ask, like you saying that you're asking if you were infectious, is the vaccine live vaccine that they're injecting? Do we know that?
It is not. It is
not.
It is not. It is a, as I mentioned a little earlier in this segment, messenger RNA. And, what does that mean to anybody, right? So the way we make proteins in our body is that we convert your genetic code. People have heard of their DNA. That's kind of common speak for your genetics now, into another type of messenger or type of information strand called RNA. And what RNA does is, if we go back to our cell biology, it goes to these little proteins called ribosomes, and they make proteins that sometimes coat cells and make other portions of the cell. And a virus is no different. Viruses have genetic codes also. Some of them are RNA, some of them are DNA, some have two strands of it going around, some have one strand. And we've known that for years. So this is taking a step further. They're going to the foundation. Let's not only give people what we used to do was actually give them dead portions of a virus, or sometimes even the live virus in small amounts. Sometimes it was actually just proteins that we have produced in a lab or in another animal, sometimes a serum, if you will, to cause our bodies to recognize it. It's almost like a profiling, if you will. They're like, hey, this is what the criminal looks like. Whenever you see him, attack him. And your body reacted to that. So whenever it saw anything similar, the good thing about it is that we're like, hey, we can even take it a step further. We know the people who create those types of criminals. So we're going to give you the spreadsheet, the whole detailed thing, so you can make things before you even get the disease to start producing the cops or the army or the little antibodies to start fighting them without actually even coming in contact with them. So it's like a profile sheet. So the mRNA is a rap sheet of what the felon looks like or what the potential suspect looks like. Whenever you encounter them, they're like, yeah, we got to match the description, and they go forward. They go in. The good news is that can't make you sick, because it's just information. We didn't give you the criminal. We have done that before to build immunity. And if you remember me talking in the promo about Onesimus, that's the way it was done in ancient Africa. You would take actually the pus from a infected person and put a small amount in the person, and they'll have this mild infection, and then they will build antibodies. We used to do that too. We don't do that now. This new mRNA goes several steps beyond that. You're just getting information on what they look like. So you could produce your own antibodies without ever having come in contact with that virus or thing itself. So you can't get sick from information. Or can you? No, you can't in this case. Not this type of information. Yeah, I always do my double and triple entendres. No, not this. Social media information, can you get sick? Absolutely. That is injected in a different form, a different process. But this type of information injected into you, for all intents and purposes, you can. Now, is it absolutely impossible? We're not going to say anything's impossible. We've done medicine and enough. We don't talk about possibilities. In medicine, I want you to embrace, we talk about probability. Is it likely? No. You know, have you been wrong about things we thought weren't likely? Yes, but we're pretty good at saying when things aren't. Yeah. Ruling things out, we're pretty good. We can get you 90%, 80%, depending on what we're talking about or saying something's not. We can never tell you that something's impossible, because we're finite beings and we're always learning, and often we learn from where we get things wrong. So that being said and done, can you get sick from it? All that we have now says no. No, you cannot.
Hashtag science though, right?
Yeah. Hashtag Vax Facts.
This is another question that I was getting. I got a lot of questions, so that's why I'm like putting them out there so that people can know. So someone's like, oh, I got coronavirus already, so I'm assuming that I have antibodies. Do I still need to get the vaccine even though I got coronavirus and have antibodies?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Great so question. I did a little bit more information digging about that. And the thing that I found was that, yeah, you probably do have some natural immunity now, but the researchers don't know how long that natural immunity is going to last, and we don't know how robust that natural immunity is. So long story short, or the answer to that question is, yes, you should still get vaccinated, because we have a little bit more of a profile of how long this vaccination is going to work, how long your immunity is going to last, as opposed to just natural immunity. We have no idea how long your natural immunity from having COVID and having antibodies is going to last, and how protective it is against getting us a more severe disease. So the short answer is, yes, you still should get vaccinated. You probably do have some immunity, but we don't know how strong or how long that's going to last. So.
And as you mentioned, the length of it is one of those things that we have to not only watch, but we may have to reformulate this year to year. So don't just think I got my shot and I'm done. We know that there were diseases that we thought we eradicated, but we realized that your immunity waned or got less over years. So you have to get booster shot. You saw that. You dumped it. I laid it up there. You dumped it. Get a booster shot. That's exactly why we threw that out there. You know, their science is limited. Mm-hmm. But what limits science even more is whether we believe it or not.
Yep.
Whether we accept it as fact or true. And what we're going to tell you in this case is that even when you accept science as true, it is imperfect. And that sometimes we had to go back and fine tune what we've done before. I'm sure they weren't giving people flu vets you know, flu influenza vaccinations every season like they do when they first started out. You know, it probably became a gradual thing. Now, I have no history this time to back that up. But a lot of times we figure it out. Like, oh, we found out that some people said they were immunized against S disease. And then 15 years down the line, they caught it. So like, oh, maybe we need to go back in and give people series of shots and stuff. So thank you, Chidi. That was actually good that you threw that out there. And we want people to realize that what is true right now may not be absolutely true 10 years down the line. So have some humility in knowing that you may have to do this again. That's what we do every day. Hit us with more questions, sis. You're doing all right.
Oh, I'm trying to see if I have any more questions. I think those are the biggest ones. The speed. Why is it so fast? What are they injecting into me? Because a lot of people are like, it's a live vaccine. They're injecting coronavirus. It's going to go into and encode into my DNA, which we already debunked because that's not the way this works at all. About having another, you know, do I need to get the vaccine even though I had coronavirus and probably do have some natural antibodies at this point? I'm trying to think of, oh, and then of course, like the fertility and like pregnant women, what to do with that. So I think we've touched on majority of the questions that I had. Oh, and of course, if we're going to get it as healthcare professionals, which we all agreed we are going to get it. Some of us might be taking our time.
That's okay. And you know, and I'm not going to spill the tea, but I'm old enough to know what you're throwing out in the air.
What am I throwing out in the air?
You're newlywed. I'm like, this is something.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So here's, you know what this is? You know what this is? This is YET. Yet. That's all I gotta say is yet.
But they did say, they were like, look, if you are planning. They did. Okay. So I did listen to some OBGYNs talk about this topic. Put your air away, sir. I did listen to some OBGYNs talk about this topic, of course. And they're like, look, speak to your practitioner if you think this is the right thing. Yes, you may want to delay getting pregnant if you are concerned about the risks to the fetus and yourself getting this vaccine. Now, if you are advanced maternal age, geriatric pregnancy, you should not be delaying anything at this point. Like, you, the risk and the benefits are there. Do you want to get pregnant? Is your fertility waning every single month that you delay? Then you should actually just get pregnant and then deal with the vaccine later. So some people are like, should I not get pregnant? Should I get the vaccine and then wait? If your fertility is going to suffer by delaying getting pregnant, then you should get pregnant. You should not wait to get a vaccine to get pregnant or wait to see the effects of the vaccine to get pregnant, because the effects of the vaccine might not be seen for months to years. So you might be shooting yourself in the foot for something that potentially is not going to be harmful. So I'll say it again. If you are trying to get pregnant and your fertility is waning, and that's most of us, all of us, right? But really, if you're in advanced maternal age and waiting to get pregnant is going to be detrimental or it's not going to be favorable for you, you shouldn't wait to get pregnant. And that's what most of the MFMs or the maternal fetal medicine doctors and the OBGYNs are proposing right now. So,
cool. So our prescription. All right. So that was good. That was good. I think that's you spoke that with a voice that Gerard and I don't have any authority to speak on. So thank you for filling that void. So the prescription, what is the take home? What is the take home, guys?
Educate yourselves.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Educate. Basically, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, educate yourself. And I think kind of find more reliable sources. Like, don't go to like, COVID vaccine is, you know, like is evil.com or something like that. Like, go to find informative resources. I mean, we're here, yet our social media is present. We're here to kind of, well, I mean, I don't have social media anymore. So John and Chitty can work on, and Chris can work on this.
I handed it off to another sister. I'm just curating what she's doing, but you're right. We're going to put CDC.gov.
Yeah.
We're going to put down all the articles we referenced, the periodicals we referenced. Do your homework. Consider the source. And I think it's okay to listen to the opposition. It's okay to listen 100%. To the other
side. And I think that's how you're going to educate yourself. But I think the other thing is too, with a lot of people, I think kind of come to us as emergency doctors. But I think a lot, I don't know, from my experience sometimes too, I think especially academic environment where they don't really trust the ER doc because they've only seen us once, you know, and whoever it is, whether it's us or it's another emergency doctor, or if it's, you know, your family medicine doctor or your cardiologist, your OB doctor, just somebody who's more resourceful can provide you with some of that information. And of course, like, I agree with you, John. I think you can't just put a blind eye to the opposition. I think you need to kind of be able to listen to the opposition and have the concerns. Like, those questions are very important. Like, I don't think these individuals are asking the questions are anti-vax people. I think they ask very important questions and they want to be educated on that. So I don't think there's anything, you know, as a dumb question or stupid question. I think any concerns you have, I mean, like for me, my main question was, am I going to be infectious after the vaccine if I get it? And I'm going to expose that to my family, my parents, my wife, my son. But I asked a trustworthy resource and they're like, no, you're just immunological symptom, right? So the other thing I do want to kind of mention, we haven't mentioned, if you're quarantining yourself from COVID or been exposed, then you may want to hold off getting the vaccine until you kind of that's cleared away. Because I think if you do get the vaccine while you have the COVID, it can kind of make worsening symptoms. So you want to make sure you are COVID free, I think, or you're away from the quarantine before you get. That's what I kind of learned when I asked that question as well, too, because that can kind of cause more of an infectious response than.
So how long should you wait?
I mean, I think it's, again, I feel like their team, like I know we had a recent thing where it's like if you're asymptomatic, it's 7 days if you're after like a positive test or something. But I think safest is maybe 14 days, 21 days to see how your symptoms are. You know, like are you symptom free for 48 to 72 hours? But just make sure that you're kind of COVID free or you're, you know, off of quarantine before you get your vaccine.
And we will put the most recent recommendation links, as you said, it's a moving target, you know. What is true today, sometimes it's not true tomorrow. And that's just the way the world is. Change is the only constant. So if I hear your prescriptions, Chitty, you wrote for us a prescription for education. Manifesto number one, educate yourself. Read, listen, look.
Fear. I think there's so many of us that are just sitting in fear and helpless as if there's no answers out there. And there are a lot of answers. Yeah. You just have to look. My prescription is don't sit in fear. Like, there are facts. Go out and get them. That's my prescription.
And I believe that's one of the manifestos also. Most difficult to treat diseases of all are fear and ignorance. Mm-hmm. So you guys throwing the manifesto out there. I'm loving it. It took you a while. You know, I was like, man, these young cats I brought on, they ain't serious about this. They haven't learned the tenets. They're not doing their degrees. They're not reading. And then y'all come and just kind of slid it in on me. So I'm going to salute you both on that. I appreciate that.
Come on, John. We did our homework, man.
I know, man. I know you're busy. You know, I was there once. I was young in my 30s and back in the day. That being said, and Jawad, you hit it well too, that consider the sources, but you know, at the same time, you know, it's okay to look at the opposition, make yourself available to the experts. I'm just echoing what you just said, the people who have access to things you may not, as far as information and data perspective. And then last but not least, I'm just going to say this, know your history. Know that as Black and Brown people, that we were some of the forefathers of this. You know, I mentioned this in the promo, that this science doesn't come out of some evil lab by some billionaire in the Pacific Northwest. This is what we brought to the shores of America. This is what was practiced in South Asia. This is something that we've been doing for years, whether we got the credit or not. When you know your history, and you know that you have a very vital part of the solution, you're more likely to adopt that solution. So do your math, do your science, risk versus benefits. We know that more lives have been saved than lost. And look, you know, I'm going to be one of the people who goes in and gets it. You guys be safe out there. Now, you guys ready to do the course? Are you ready to do it? Has everybody got their line straight?
No.
Oh, man. Whether you live or die, might rely. Whether you subscribe to the truth or not. Ain't no lie. The booster shot is the last chance in this death dance we got. Can you get it? No, if you can't get it. You can't get it. You can't get it. You can't. You got the front on me. You did some of the homework. You didn't do the bonus credit.
I saw that, but I was like, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah, so
bye.
No. See, you're from the north. Next time I'm gonna write a. I'm gonna write one of those. Well, I don't know, man. You got Black Thought up there. I was gonna say, how did you? I had to write a Meek Mill style over here. I wrote an Outkast style one down here for you, but you're not in the A, so I get it. Your tongue may not quite move like
it
that.
It doesn't move like this.
So it goes with this: whether you live or die, might rely. Whether you subscribe to the truth or not. But the proof we got ain't no lie. The booster shot be the last chance of this death dance we got. Don't worry about it. We'll do it later on. We'll do it when we get Chris up there because it's got to be a 4-part thing.
Your line is cracking up because of Backstreet Boys.
We ran from the hood to Backstreet Boys.
Ain't no lie.
The NSYNC. That's NSYNC. Sorry, I lied. That's NSYNC. That's not Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC. I was like, that's all I heard. Ain't no lie, bye. I'm like, oh, bye, child.
Bye, you're like, I'm gonna pass.
Pass on that. You got that.
I needed that laugh. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you guys are great. You guys are great. You gotta get your Outkast up. Daddy, 3 stacks. Hey, look, guys. It was cool, man. This was good.
Yeah, definitely.
Go to.
Facts.
Emergency Medicine Remix.
Whether you live or die, I might rely. Whether you subscribe to the truth or not, but the proof we got ain't no lie. The booster shot be the last chance.